to the point where it wasn't an existential crisis, but they were losing money. And that last, as silver starts to run, you go back, if you can pull it, and I just, because I remember this at the time, I can't pull them up, say, here's the link. But in April of 2011, that when we went from 38 to 48, that last, I mean, that's 20 some odd percent in a month. That was not the shoeshine boy and the taxi cab driver buying silver. That was your short squeeze.
What was it that happened differently in 2011, especially on the silver side? And since we're doing two-part questions today, what
It's
is
my fault.
there a scenario in which whatever happened that led us to a different outcome in 2011 that could occur again? And what conditions would those be, if so?
It's fun. I know you're a part of my site. I did the I do those happy hours every
I
couple of
missed the
months.
last beer with Turd. I'll tell you what, I'm going to make sure I'm at the next one. I'm writing a note down and you can hold me to that.
For everybody, if you're listening on my site, we started doing this back in COVID days, and we'd have Zoom calls like everybody else. And we'd all have a beer. And on the Zoom call, people can type in and ask me questions. And I'm like, well, whatever. If you really want to know what I think about something, okay, I'll be happy to tell you. So anyway, in this most recent call, I went down this, that recounting all of that from 2011 as I remember it. I can't remember everything that's on my calendar, even though I get the warnings, but I remember what the hell happened in 2011. So as I'm recounting this for everybody on that call, I was like, I should probably, in case I just drop dead one day, I don't just take this to the grave, because I don't know. I mean, I probably, and maybe I'm skewed, and maybe my story's wrong, but I don't know. I think I know this probably. There are not a whole lot of people
I
left that
love
like.
how we're capturing the general level of optimism about anything in gold and silver here. So now that you've got us warmed up, please continue.
Okay. So your role in all this, my friend.
Oh, geez, what did I do?
Yes. Well, but you did. You played an important role in all of this, in that you got a hold of Bart Chilton right before he dropped dead. What year was that? When did he die?
That
It's a
was
long time ago now.
2019.
Okay. And I don't, it would be unfair for me to characterize it as a deathbed confession. But he was remarkably frank, or maybe it was just that you actually asked him the questions that nobody ever asked him before. But he shared with you and confirmed a lot of details that we always kind of wondered about, right? Remember the did J.P. Morgan inherit Bear Stearns's short position and that kind of stuff, right? And maybe it was just that nobody ever thought to ask him, because he was certainly.
I think that was the case. And interestingly, if you look at the original, we reposted it later, but if you look at the original one, there was a comment from, I believe, Sherry Chilton. I think that was his wife's name, but I'm forgetting her. That's not the exact first name, but someone using his wife's first names made extensive comments saying the idea that this was a deathbed confession was false and she found it offensive. So, do I know for sure that was her? I can't say that, but at least for context. But anyway, go
But
ahead.
he was very frank and forthright. I mean, you didn't sense like he was trying to obfuscate and dance around. And I mean, you just
He
asked
said
him.
he said directly he felt that, the stuff should be known. So it seemed like he appreciated that someone was asking about it.
Okay. So, and it could stop me if I'm like, no, you didn't, like, no, Craig, that's not exactly how it went. But whatever that was, 2008, Bear Stearns goes to you, and the CFTC goes to JP Morgan and says, we've got this, what is 20, 25,000 contract short position in silver. And you can have it. We want you to take it, but you've got to close it out. And JP Morgan said they would. Am I doing okay so far? Is that how you remember Bart describing it? And then JP Morgan, being the bankers that they are, got in there and went, hey, wait a second, we can make some money off of this. And so they don't do it. They don't close it out. And they just keep, and probably even made it larger. You start chasing, and you put even more shorts on, to the point where it wasn't an existential crisis, but they were losing money. And that last, as silver starts to run, You go back, if you can pull it, and I just, because I remember this at the time, I can't pull them up, say, here's the link. But in April of 2011, that when we went from 38 to 48, that last, I mean, that's 20 some odd percent in a month. That was not the shoe shine boy and the taxi cab driver buying silver. That was your short squeeze. That was what was happening then. Was the commercial position was getting smaller and smaller. They were being forced to cover. They were forced to cover because they didn't have any silver that they could deliver. And so as price is going, again, you can see it in that chart back here, and I'm pointing at it like anybody can see what I'm pointing at.
Where's Craig's finger going?
So as I mean, it was 18 to begin the year and then went to 48. Okay, that was the old commercial short squeeze, because JP Morgan had assumed that position. They didn't have any silver behind it, and they got squeezed. And that's when you had the May Day massacre and the five margin hikes in 9 days, and we all know what happened next. What most people don't know what happened next then is about the same time as this was all coming down, rapid rubber stamp approval for JP Morgan to open their own COMEX vault. That happened in May or June of that year. They went from 0 ounces, anybody can pull it up now, and they haven't added to it now in 3 or 4 years, between 2012 and about 2018, steady 3,000 contracts in this delivery month, 2,000 contracts at house. I'm saying the house account of JP Morgan, their proprietary account, just kept taking delivery of what, I don't know, warehouse receipts or physical silver, whatever. But they went from nothing to 100 and whatever it is today, 165 million ounces, adding up the two categories. The only real contact I ever tried to have with the CFTC, I called them one day and said, "What's going on here?" And I had to
I
leave a
tried that
voicemail.
once or twice. Didn't go too well for me either.
Yeah, I had to leave a voicemail. Some guy actually called me back and said, "Look, there is bona fide, rest assured, this is all bona fide hedging," because somebody had taken delivery of way more than what the front month position limit is off of Dodd-Frank. I'm like, what are you doing? How can you? And this is all bona fide hedging, which then got me thinking, okay, if you're JP Morgan and you almost just got, you'd lost a lot of money. They were losing a lot of money in April of 2011. So they said, okay, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take some time. We're going to build up our own stockpile of physical so that this can't happen again. Call it 150 million ounces. That's at 5,000 ounce a contract. That's 30,000 contracts that they can roll from May to July to September to December to March to May to July to September. All these different front months. 30,000 that they can have as a position, and they can look at the CFTC and say, well, look, we have 150 million ounces. We're just hedging. Okay. And so, if anyway, getting to answer your question now, Chris, if it ever gets, when it ever gets sideways again, because of physical demand, the Samsung battery, 500 million ounces a year or whatever, I don't know, whatever. JP Morgan consider and continue to do this, layer on the shorts, take them off, layer on the shorts, take them off. But if they ever get called to the carpet again, they can just deliver the metal. And they no longer have this risk, of price going to $70 and $80, and they're just short 30,000 contracts, 150 million ounces, and every dollar is 150 million bucks, and it goes up $40 as 6 billion. Whatever that, I don't even, I lost track of too many zeros, but you get the idea.